Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris, and my next guest has probably watched more reality TV shows than you. Probably more reality shows than most people. That's because he writes about them as a TV critic and the publisher of a website called realityblurred.com. Andy Dehnart, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have you on here today because there's a reality show story that's actually taking place today, and it has to do with the MTV show Buck Wild, which is going to air an interesting episode today, and then the show will never be seen again. What's the story with Buck Wild?
So Buck Wild, is to back up a little bit, was kind of a breakout hit for MTV earlier this year. MTV no longer has Jersey Shore, so they found a new group of young people who acted silly and ridiculous in various ways. These kids happened to live in West Virginia, and the show went on for a first season, got renewed for a second season, and just a week and a half ago or so, its breakout star cast member was killed in an accident, mudding in a truck with his uncle and somebody else. So the death of the star basically prompted MTV to cancel the show, and now today, as a sort of tribute to him, is what they're calling it, they're airing the entire first season of the show again. And I think that's just causing some people to ask whether or not you want to pay tribute to someone who died sort of in this reckless behavior by showing more reckless behavior or not.
When he was doing this mudding that led to the accidental carbon monoxide poisoning, was that for the show or was that just his real life?
Just his real life. So they had been filming for a few days for the new season, but they were not filming at that time. And I think it wasn't obviously, he wasn't performing for the cameras, in other words, or encouraged to do something ridiculous in order to get more attention, which I think is often our concern with these kinds of shows.
Yeah. This show had kind of a mixed reception, particularly from the senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, who spoke out against it. The Democrat was very vocal last December about it. Always bothers me when anybody in our government talks about, oh, I don't like this TV show or this shouldn't be on the air, because there's a little thing I believe in called the First Amendment, which would pretty much keep them out of saying anything about what content is on there. But I'm going to ask you, as a TV critic, I'm sorry?
I was going to say, especially when the show hadn't even aired yet, you know, if you want to criticize a program, maybe wait till you actually watch it. But he was just like people criticizing Jersey Shore before it ever came on the air. It'd be nice to maybe actually see what you're going to talk about before you actually talk about
Manchin, it. Yeah, Manchin actually asked MTV to cancel it before it went on the air, which was absolutely out of line. But I'm curious what you think, as a TV critic who watches a lot of reality show, whether you think shows like Jersey Shore and this have any kind of influence on their viewers. I know that's the claim that goes all the way back to Jackass years ago, but do you think there's any validity to it today with these reality shows?
I mean, I definitely don't think there is some direct correlation where someone who never would have done something watches it on TV and then suddenly does that thing. But I certainly think that television can play a role in influencing our behavior for better or for worse. There's a lot of stuff that reality TV has given us that's been really good in terms of whether they're role models or just introducing us to people whose stories are different than our own. So I think that people can watch and be influenced by it in various ways. But I think there's so many more factors that go into a person's behavior or a person's decisions that it's really hard to say that, like, oh, someone's going to watch Buck Wild and then go immediately do this, and therefore it's entirely the fault of the television show.
I think one of the positive things that comes out of reality is that people see other people who are different from them, and perhaps that's leading to a little bit more tolerance in this country. I think perhaps some reality shows, certainly, and the emphasis on the word some there, some reality shows may be responsible for people being more accepting of gays and lesbians in this country.
I think that's absolutely true, and you know that definitely started with The Real World in the 1990s, which just had gay cast members as part of its lineup, and sort of without comment, really, like those, they would have the same kind of storylines as anyone else. And I think that that kind of visibility on television, like, oh, these people who I might not have encountered in my everyday life are just like me in other ways. And I think that if you see just, like, you know, young people, teenagers, college students, people in their 20s, like issues that don't even register to them in terms of like gay marriage or whatever, because they don't understand why anyone would object to this. And I think you can definitely point at reality TV and say that it had a positive role in that.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Andy Dehnart, who runs the website realityblurred.com. I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit that I have seen every single episode of a couple of shows. One is a show that I love, and I know you don't. It's called The Amazing Race. I think you liked it early on, but you lost it in the last few years. I still watch the show with my wife, and we pretend that we're on the race with the couples. The other show is... The other show is Survivor, which, you know, I've been there since day one with Richard Hatch and Rudy and the rest of the crew there, and still watching it. But I'm incredibly disappointed in this season and the trend in the last few years of not having just regular people on the show, but bringing back people who've been there before or bringing in celebrities. And I'm curious, as a person who is the TV critic in charge of watching all reality show on behalf of everybody else, what you think of the way Survivor has gone in the recent years?
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you on this. We might disagree about Amazing Race, but I think Survivor has made a big mistake in really relying on bringing back past cast members. And while it can be fun to see someone you liked on TV before and see them get another chance at a game, on Survivor, there's a fundamental fairness difference, because having played it once, you have an incredible advantage, if only just because you know how all of the production things work. There's no surprise in terms of all the stuff that can kind of throw people off their first time. Every single season we've had returning cast members, they have made it to the final tribal council, which I think illustrates that that is like an unfair advantage on some level. But mostly I just want to see people who've never played the game before play it, because they can be really, you know, they can be amazing characters. And for sure, sometimes bringing people back and having even celebrities works. Like last fall season, I don't know what you thought about that, but I loved it, and it had Lisa Welchel from The Facts of Life and a couple of returning cast members, but all the new people around them were fantastic characters, and they just played a really great game. So
I agree.
It worked, but this season has been a disaster.
Maybe the sour taste in my mouth, and I agree with you about last fall, but maybe the sour taste in my mouth about this season is they brought back the wrong previous players. I am so sick of this guy, Philip, and any member of the right. Hance family. And some people on the show are the other extreme. They're not annoying. They're so boring as to be invisible on the show.
Exactly. And I think that's become a problem, is like, they're sort of valuing these cast members who are crazy over-the-top personality characters, and that can be okay once or twice when that's someone's genuine personality. But, yeah, and with Philip, he just every single week it's the same thing over and over again, and that's true of other cast members too. And it's just so boring and so repetitive. And I think Jeff Probst, who's now, besides hosting the show, he's also an executive producer, and now he's also the showrunner. So he's really calling the shots on multiple levels, and I think he just really has miscalculated how viewers respond to these people and what we want to see, and that's just disappointing as a longtime fan.
All right. I also have to ask you about something else you've been writing about lately, and that's this, what I consider, ridiculous diving competition on ABC called Splash. You're upset about something with that show, aren't you?
I mean, it is all preface, but it's totally ridiculous. I mean, it's kind of Dancing with the Stars light, because their dives are not that good. I've never been a fan of the judging on the show, which is just, it's like the judges don't really know how to judge, and they seem to be showing off more than judging. But this past week, instead of letting the audience vote to contribute to eliminating contestants, they just gave the judges all the power, which I saw as a really transparent way of getting rid of Louis Anderson, who, of course, is the, I think he's 61 years old. He weighs more than 400 pounds. He's a comedian, and he's just had a really fun journey on the show and just really challenged himself to do stuff. And it's also incredibly fun to watch him dive, because literally his dives are him sort of standing at the top of the diving board and falling off of it.
Yep.
And just kind of tumbling down to the water below. And it's amusing, and he makes fun of himself, and it's all in good fun.
I would have kept him on the show just because I would like to hear more tsunami warnings issued for Guam.
Exactly.
Andy, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining me here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much.
That's Andy Danahart. He's a writer, TV critic, and the publisher of a website called realityblurred.com. He also tweets about reality TV at Reality Blurred. And we're on Twitter, too, at America Weekend, or you can look for us on Facebook, and you can email me anytime. It's paul@americaweekend.com. Thanks for listening to America Weekend every Saturday and every Sunday on the Envision Radio Networks. America.